Okay, I would like to welcome everybody to the first in a series of six webinars dealing with building your self-esteem and self-confidence. This is a bonus for everyone who has purchased the Quantum Confidence series and will be available for download via podcast after each lecture, as well as a complete set afterwards as well for anybody who may not be able to join us due to time zones, family issues, or anything else that might get in the way. Please don't worry. All of these courses and classes will be available at all times for all registered individuals. So I would like to welcome everybody here, and I want you all to know that you were given a form, a small questionnaire to fill out in advance of this course. I'd like you very much if you could go over that and make sure that you have answered all of the questions honestly. You will not be required to give me or anybody else your answers or results. This is strictly for your own use, okay? The purpose of having this questionnaire is this will give you an idea of where you stand on a scale with respect to your self-confidence and your sense of self-esteem. The reason why we want this is that we would like you to be able to see a measurable difference, not just, you know, yeah, I think I feel better, but we actually want you to feel a measurable difference in how you feel and how you act between the beginning and the end of this course. So the course will be roughly over 6 weeks. Some of the classes will be 4 or 5 days apart. Some will be 6 or 7 days apart. The reason for that is I'm trying to have the course wrapped up about a week before Christmas so that we do not interfere with the holiday season for all of you folks who celebrate Christmas and other holidays at this time of the year. So I think the best thing to do now is to get started. So what we're going to do is talk a little bit about definitions of self-esteem and self-confidence, and we're going to go through all of this to get a basic understanding so that we're all on the same page, and then we're going to go from there. So the first thing that I'd like to discuss with you is what exactly is self-esteem and where does it come from? It's very important for us to understand what we're talking about and how to deal with things. It's nice to be given instructions, you know, a step-by-step. Step one, do this. Step two, do that. Step three, do this. The problem with that kind of learning is that when you don't have understanding, you don't really know why you're doing anything. And if you don't know why, you lack the ability to maintain it and integrate it into your being. Accurate and effective education involves understanding, because this allows you to go, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, this is why, you know, a car moves forward when you push the gas pedal. Otherwise, you push the gas pedal, it may work, but what happens on the day when it doesn't work? You won't know what to do. The purpose of this course is to give you the knowledge that when you push on the gas pedal for self-confidence and self-esteem and it's not there, you will know intuitively what to do to get it back. The problem that I find with many other courses on this topic, especially when I was researching this course and putting it together, was that most of the other courses were fine as long as everything went well. But when something hit a snag or there was an issue, that's where they fell on the rear end and they stopped helping. The purpose of this course is to give you understanding as well as knowledge. With that, you should have no trouble maintaining your self-confidence and self-esteem, even in situations where ordinarily you would not be able to. So again, we're getting back to what is self-esteem and confidence and where does it come from? Well, basically, esteem, if we can focus on that word, is a very simple word. It's worth and value that we apply to ourselves, other people, places, and situations. Now, please remember also there's no need to take notes. I don't want anyone scrambling writing things down. That's the best way to lose your attention and to lose your understanding. All of this will be available as a podcast, as I mentioned before, and if you care to take notes at that time, feel free. But for now, please just sit back, listen, relax, take in what we have to say. Okay, so again, it's a value and a sense of worth that we apply to people, places, and situations. It's basically the amount of respect that we assess to a person, a place, or a situation. As an example, we can have self-esteem for ourselves. We can also, though, have esteem for people like world leaders. Although we may not have esteem for a lot of the world leaders, as you well know, either. We can have esteem for places, like religious places or historical monuments. We can have esteem for an exemplary performance, for instance, an athlete, an actor, actress, or simply when you see someone doing the right thing, you know, holding the door open for somebody, and you think to yourself, well, isn't that a nice person? That is a form of self-esteem as well. Okay, and actually, we're not really talking about things you can do right now, but as I come across generalized points, I will try to point out to you when I believe that they could be useful for you. One of the best ways to increase your self-esteem, aside from a lot of these exercises that I'm going to give you down the road, is actually to do the right thing. Be helpful. Be nice to people. When you're nice to people, their energy and smile back at you will make you feel good about yourself. Feeling good about yourself raises your self-esteem. So a very, very simple thing that you can do to start raising your self-esteem this very minute is to be grateful and appreciative of people, but also to help them. If you see someone who needs help holding groceries and you're going in the same direction, or if it's not a big deal for you to go into a different direction, help them. Do that good deed. You know, that good deed will go a long way to helping you to feel better about yourself. Okay? The most important place that we need to apply our self-esteem is within ourselves. Even though we can have esteem for other people, other situations, the most important place is within ourselves. The reason is that we must maintain our self-esteem. If we don't place enough value on ourselves and expect and think of ourselves as worthy individuals in this world, then we can be held back, we can be hurt, we can even get depressed in every single part of our lives. In other words, if you allow yourself to feel poorly about yourself, this is not something that is just affecting your sense of self-esteem or self-confidence. This is actually affecting you in every single aspect of your life. Your relationships, your work, the quality of these things, your ability to get joy out of life. Every single aspect of your life is affected by your sense of self-esteem and confidence. Okay? So this is one of the major, major keys that we need to realize, and this is why we're having this course on this particular topic. If your sense of self-esteem is low, your life will be dull and gray. And I'm sure many of you understand that without me having to tell it to you. When you elevate your sense of self-esteem, you notice things are brighter and you're happier and your mood is lighter. Basically, life improves. The situation in your life doesn't have to change at all. Your opinion of yourself will actually change how you feel about everything that's going on around you. So your attitude, your interpretation of people and situations around you is greatly dictated by your sense of esteem. If you feel good about yourself, you don't tend to feel threatened by others. Now, other people might be confident around you. If you have low self-esteem, that will make you feel like they're putting something in your face and making you feel small. In reality, that's you doing it to yourself. When you have high self-esteem, when you are confident in yourself, you are actually pleased to have other people happy and confident around you. To someone who has high self-esteem, this is a sign of life and vibrance, and you are happy for them. When you have low self-esteem, you do not have this sense of happiness or this sense of vibrance. Instead, you might be envious. You may even think that they're pushing it in your face to show you how small you are. Please keep in mind, very few people really do this. In reality, it comes down to you, okay? Everything that you think and how you think of it makes all the difference in the world. This is the most important thing. That's why self-esteem is so important, and that's why we need to have a really good understanding of what it is. Once we have this understanding, we can use it to our advantage. Okay? Now, most people's feelings and thoughts about themselves tend to fluctuate based on their daily experience. You know, maybe your boss walks by your desk, pats you on the shoulder, and says, hey, good job on that account yesterday. And that lifts you up. It makes you feel great. You know, maybe you get a poor grade on an exam and you feel, oh, boy, but I studied so hard. Or maybe, and this might even be more common, oh boy, why didn't I study more? You know, you begin to question yourself with low esteem. You begin to wonder why you're not putting in the effort that you know you should be putting in. Okay? It can affect your feelings and thoughts, can actually affect how your friends treat you, how your employees, employers. It can affect ups and downs in all of your relationships, including romance. And it can even have a temporary or even permanent effect and impact on your complete well-being, including your health, both mental and physical. When we have high self-esteem and high confidence, we are much stronger. We are much more sure of ourselves. We are much happier. When we have low senses of these things, all that disappears. We look for the next shoe to drop. We look for the next pain. We look for the next argument. We look, you know, I remember years ago working for other people, and I swear to you, every single day I went into work, I expected someone to tap me on my shoulder and say, "Maury, come into my office, please," and then fire me. Every single day I have worked for any other person, other than in this job right now, I hate to admit it, but it's true, I have been afraid for my job. And this was long before we had horrible recessions or depressions or anything like that. Okay? Well, maybe not depressions. I wasn't alive in the 20s. But you know what I mean, I'm sure. And I'm sure most of you can relate to this fear of, you know, I never get thanked when I do something right, but they're only too quick to yell at me and screw me over if I do something wrong. So please remember how important this is, okay? Now, your own self-esteem is something much more fundamental than normal ups and downs associated with situational changes. For instance, what I was just discussing about grades in school or how the boss treats you or compliments you or not, okay? For people who have good basic self-esteem, normal ups and downs may lead to temporary fluctuations in how they feel about themselves, but only to a limited extent. In other words, you don't take it out of context. So what happens is the boss says, "Hey, you made a mistake." You go, "Okay, I made a mistake. I learn from it and I move on." Someone with low self-esteem says, "I made a mistake. Oh my God. Oh no, what's going to happen now?" Do you see the difference? It's the same situation, different way of dealing with it, different way of interpreting it. Now, contrasting that, okay, people who have poor basic self-esteem, these ups and downs make all the difference in the world and can rule your life for days, weeks, or even months at a time and cause a whole waterfall. Basically, what I mean by a waterfall is you get a couple of drops falling, well, you panic and create an entire rush of water falling, whereas someone with good self-esteem sees those drops, plugs the holes, and moves on. The goal of this webinar is essentially to teach you that that is all you need to do. Plug the little holes, learn from them, and move on. That's all anybody does. That's what successful people do. Okay? That's all they do. They plug the hole. They see it for what it is. It's a learning experience. They're grateful for the learning experience, and they move on. Okay? People with poor self-esteem often rely on how they're doing in the present to determine how they feel about themselves. They actually need positive external experiences to counteract negative feelings and thoughts that constantly plague them. Even then, the good feeling from a good grade or a compliment tends to be only temporary. Now, I need you all to take a second now, and I'm going to pause for about 5 seconds, and I just want you to close your eyes, as long as you're, in a situation where that's safe to do, and just consider your own situation now. Consider, do I react, or shall I say overreact, when something good or bad happens? Do I tend to live my life on a roller coaster filled with tons of ups and downs? And when things are going good, instead of appreciating the good, am I looking for it to end? So please just take a couple of seconds now. I'm only going to give you about 5 seconds. I don't think you need more than that. Just to consider the power you have over yourself with this way of thinking. So take the 5 seconds now, please, and I'll be right back. Okay, I think that's enough. Now, please keep these considerations in mind, because the goal of this webinar, by the end of the 6 weeks, is for you to realize what you've been doing to sabotage yourself, learning ways and means to actually stop it and to reprogram yourself for positive, constructive thought, instead of negative, destructive thought. It's all a matter of changing the programming. Believe it or not, no matter how bad you feel about yourself right now, you have all the power in the world to change that and to feel wonderful about yourself too. That's what the purpose of this course is. So through understanding and through exercises and through truths and a few other tricks I have up my sleeve, we are going to come up with ways to change how you think about yourself. By changing how you think about yourself and changing how you interpret what happens to you throughout your day or week or month or year, that will greatly affect your overall life experience. And you will be able to see sunshine where before you only saw rain. Healthy self-esteem is based on our ability to assess ourselves accurately, which is a very, you know, fancy English professor way of saying it's a way to know yourself. When you truly know yourself, you will have all the confidence you need, and you will feel good about yourself. Everybody is on this planet for a reason. Your reason is not to be a punching bag for other people. The reason you are here is to be happy and to be wealthy and to be satisfied with your existence and to walk through with a silly little smile all the time. Okay? This is what our goal is, to walk around in life with a silly little smile all the time. The idea is to still be able to accept and to value yourselves unconditionally, which means even if you make a mistake, it doesn't matter because you're going to learn from it and move on. Basically, you need to look at yourself and acknowledge your strengths and your limitations realistically. Your limitations just make you human. Your limitations are actually there to teach you things. If everything came easily for you and you didn't have to struggle, you would never learn anything, and your experience as a human being would falter, and you would not be able to get the true experience of being a human. And the true experience of being a human involves limitations. It involves a little bit of struggling, because without that, we don't have gratitude or appreciation for the times when we're not struggling. All right? The limitations and struggles teach us things among the fact that we need to be grateful for them, because they do teach us things. Okay? You are worthy. You are worthwhile. And there's no condition. And there's no reservation on those qualities. Every single one of you has a value. Every single one of you has a purpose. When you get in touch with yourself, you will get in touch with that sense of value and sense of purpose. Not only will you help yourselves by increasing and bettering your self-esteem and confidence, but you will actually increase and help others around you. Now, I've used this analogy about a million times, but it's so valuable, I'm going to use it again. What happens when you walk into a room where everybody is sad and upset? Let's say a funeral. Let's say a company just announced that they were going out of business and the energy level is low. You walk into that room and the first feeling is that you've just had all your life force sucked out of you. All of your energy just, gone. Well, now turn it around. Now you're walking into a room. Say people are partying, they're celebrating the new year, they're celebrating a raise, maybe somebody's having a lease burning party or something. They just paid off their car or their home, you know, a mortgage burning party. And it's joyous and there's happiness everywhere. Maybe it's a baby shower or a wedding or something, something very, very happy. Well, when you walk into that room, you're uplifted. It's like, wow, what amazing energy. Now, that is proof that other people's energy has direct effect on you. But more importantly, it means that your energy also has effect on other people. So one of the things that's important, and this is why I mentioned that you want to do the right thing for other people too, is that when you are good to others, it actually makes you good to yourself too. One of the best things people can do who are having issues with either money or depression is to provide services for free. Do volunteer work. You know what? Go to a soup kitchen and offer your services to help feed them. If you're a good seamstress, then offer your services to help repair clothing at the Salvation Army. If you have some junk sitting around your home that you're never using, donate it to Goodwill or somebody that can use it. You know, it's not helping you, but it can help you by you giving it to people who would be appreciative of receiving it. There's lots of things that you can do. Maybe you have a skill and you can offer a course at a shelter to help people to help themselves. By doing this, you actually help yourself too. You build your confidence. You realize that you have value and worth. Do you know there are studies with the elderly that show that people who are over 65 and who have pets are actually happier than people who don't have pets? Now, this may not necessarily apply to people who have close families, but we're talking about people who are generally living their lives independently and don't see their families a lot, or maybe don't get a lot of family support. The reason for this is that you are providing a service that is necessary to another being, whether it's a cat, a fish, a bird, a dog, it really doesn't matter. When you are helpful to another living being, it gives you a sense of worth. It raises your self-esteem. The quality of your life is better. So regardless of how you think your situation is, I want you to realize that something very strong that you can do to help yourself right now again is to help other people. Do volunteer work. You may not have a lot of time. Volunteer an hour of your day. Volunteer to be a big brother or a big sister. You know, you don't need money to do this. You can go out and you can play frisbee at the park. You can go for walks and talk with these people. You can learn from them just as much as they can learn from you. It's incredibly valuable. Not only does it help you to be happier, but it also helps you to be more fulfilled. It helps you to make a difference in the world. And that will help you to build your self-confidence and self-esteem. Okay? What we really want to do here is to help to raise your self-esteem to levels that will enhance your life and the way you view your life. Because let's face it, it's how you look at your life that makes all the difference in the world. It can make a tremendous difference in the quality of your life. Okay? Learning techniques. There's ways of learning to raise your self-esteem that you can be taught and that you can put into practice in just a few days. Now, when we get to that part of the course where we start learning different techniques, it's really, really important that you guys follow some of these things and do them on a regular basis. If you do things differently today than you did them tomorrow, sorry, than you did them yesterday, if you do things tomorrow, okay, let me try this one more time. I'm sorry. Sometimes I just get so into this that I get completely, the energy is just overwhelming for me. So if you do things differently today, then tomorrow will be different than today was. If today was depressing, if today you were down, if today you had low self-esteem, you need to change some of the things that you were doing today, and that will change everything for tomorrow. It sounds simplistic, but it isn't. You'd be surprised how tough it is to sometimes change what you're doing. You can start off with little things like changing what side of the sink you keep your toothbrush on. Maybe change the side of the bed you sleep on. Little things. Break the habit. Break the cycle. And you will expose yourself to all kinds of new wonderful things, okay? We're going to have a lot of exercises, a lot of hints, a lot of ways for you to actually improve your self-esteem and improve your life. And by virtue of that, improve everybody else's life. Look, one of my personal missions is to help people to help themselves. If I can help you to help yourself, then by nature of that alone, you will turn around and help people to help themselves. And then they will help people to help themselves. And slowly and surely, the energy of the world around you will change. And it'll be more positive, and it'll be more uplifting. And before you know it, all these people that you helped, who helped other people and then helped other people, it will all rebound back at you. This is how the universe works. Okay? That's exactly how the universe works. Your life, with very little effort but a little bit of practice, can go from something that you might feel is dark to something that is incredibly, incredibly light and bright and fulfilling. Okay? So please just take a moment now, just about 10 or 15 seconds, and consider these thoughts. Okay? imagine what the world would be like, okay, with you as a positive influence and everyone around you as a positive influence for you. Think of the cool place that this world would be. Absolutely cool place. Instead of the dark, dingy, dank place that it is now. And you know what? One of the reasons why you're taking this test first is because it's going to show you positive proof, not just a feeling. I don't want you all to leave this webinar after 6 weeks and say, well, that was fun, but just like every other self-help book I ever read, it was good while I did it, but now it sucks and I don't have any benefits from it. That isn't the point of this. The whole, I'm putting myself on the line here. I'm giving you the opportunity to prove me wrong. If you follow the hints I give you, if you do what I suggest you do, I defy you to not have a much higher score on your questionnaire at the end of the course when I ask you to fill it out again than you have right now. I fully expect each and every one of your lives to be completely changed forever by the end of this course, just in time for the beginning of a quote-unquote new year and a new beginning. See, there's a timing for everything. In the beginning, when I designed this course, I actually had a hard drive crash. This was probably 2 or 3 months ago, and I lost everything. And I smiled, and I said to myself, well, I guess I can do a better job on this course than I thought I could do. So that's what I did. I redid the course. Then when the course was done the second time, I talked to Song, and I thought, you know, we should give more people an opportunity to take part in this and to benefit from this. So I basically asked Song, can we wait until we do our major world launch so that everybody who takes advantage of Quantum Confidence has the opportunity to benefit from this call and not just a few people who were from our internal launch? And Song said, I think our clients will be understanding and be patient and wait. And so did I, and that's why things happened the way they've happened. We are now having the first day of this class. We've already given you a few helpful hints that if you start practicing them right now, will change your attitude forever. Before this course is over, you will be literally buried alive in positive things that you can do with very little effort that will change how you feel about yourself, about others, and life in general. It will change everything about your existence as long as you apply it, okay? That is the really important thing here. You need to apply it. You need to take some responsibility for your own life. You need to realize that it is your energy that has created this situation, and it is your energy that can turn it around and make you a positive force, not just in your own life, but in everybody's life. And that in itself will make all the difference in the world. We're going to look a little bit now because I think it's important to understand where self-esteem and confidence comes from, the origins. This may sound pretty easy and straightforward, but I think it's very important that you all understand where I'm coming from and that we have a general understanding, all of us. So we know when I talk about self-esteem and its origins that you know what I'm talking about. Okay, it's very important. So let's get started with that. Our self-esteem develops and evolves throughout our lives as we're building an image of ourselves through our experiences with different people and actions and activities. Experiences during our childhood play a particularly large role in the shaping of your basic self-esteem. Now, some of you may wonder why I'm reading this like William Shatner. Okay, with certain pauses here and there. The reason for that is it's actually a technique that makes the brain listen and pay attention more carefully. So when you hear me almost stuttering, that's not something that's happening by accident. It's on purpose, and the idea is to get these things to have more of an impact on you. Because I want them to have an impact. I want you to be happier. I want this course to be valuable to you and to help you, and more to help you, to help everyone you come in contact with after that, okay? Now, when we're growing up, our successes and our failures, and how we're treated by people in our family, teachers, coaches, religious authorities, friends, all of this contributes to the creation of your self-esteem, our self-esteem, really. I'm no different than any of you are. And how I was treated had a large effect to how I felt about myself. How I acted had a large effect on how I was treated. So none of us are perfect, but none of us are fully flawed either. And if we learn from our mistakes, then we're wonderful and we're very well off. If we don't learn from our mistakes, then we need to sit back and start to learn from them. Mistakes are only mistakes if we don't learn from them. Okay? Very important to remember. Don't kick yourself in the head if you do something wrong. Figure out, why did I do this wrong? Was it carelessness? Was it indifference? Was I just not paying enough attention? Or do I truly not understand and I need to understand and then I won't make the mistake again? Once we figure this out, we then use that information to better create ourselves or recreate ourselves so that that mistake doesn't happen again. An adult who has healthy self-esteem without any effort is basically given this gift in childhood. Okay, this could have been done in many ways. Probably the most important is being praised for accomplishments. So if some of you had parents and teachers who were constantly complimenting you and saying, oh, what a wonderful young boy, what a wonderful girl, how smart you are, how clever you are, you always say the right thing, you're always so well behaved, that will build very high self-esteem. It makes you happy. When someone compliments you, it makes you happy. When someone puts you down, it makes you sad. High self-esteem is built by happy. Low self-esteem is built by sad. Children who were talked to respectfully and listened to that way also had this contribute to healthy self-esteem in their adulthood. So basically, if you hug your kids often and you give them a lot of positive attention and smiles, they're more likely to have high self-esteem and do better in school and in sports. So we're going to get into children in a later lesson, but a quick lesson now that you can learn is if you have children, after this course or if they're around you now, I want you to give them a big hug. And I want you to give them a big hug at least 3 times every day. You hug them before they go to school, you hug them when they come home, and you hug them before they go to sleep. Okay? Very important. Tell them how proud you are of them. Tell them how happy you are with them. Do whatever you can to get their eyes to light up and their faces to smile. This will go an incredible distance in giving your kids a better chance at a happier, more successful, and more fulfilled life than almost anything else that you can do for them, okay? It'll do a lot more for them than buying them the new Xbox, okay? Much more than buying them the new Xbox. All right. Now, on the other side of the spectrum, we have to identify the childhood for those adults who have poor self-esteem. Okay. These children are often criticized harshly, yelled at, or even beaten. Now, if you're one of these parents, you need to stop that. Even if your kid is not behaving, there are other ways to change them. And you may have noticed that criticizing them, yelling at them, or even hitting them isn't changing them into a better kid anyway. So, you know, when you walk out of a room, and you try to walk through a wall, you're going to hurt yourself. You're going to walk into a wall. You're going to break your nose. You're going to bruise yourself. You don't just back up 3 steps and walk in that direction again. If you're yelling at your kids, if you're mistreating them, and they're not improving, then you need to try something else. Otherwise, you're just going to keep walking into a wall. It's going to be frustrating for you. It's going to be dangerous for your children and society as a whole. All right? It's more important to give these kids understanding and to keep trying different ways to help them, okay? Kids who grow up with this kind of attention or lack of attention or bad attention have very severe problems when they're older. Some of you may actually be some of these kids who were brought up by parents who didn't know what they were doing and took all their anger out on their children. And, you know, you may be a child of parents like this. But again, by having understanding and knowing that your parents really didn't know what they were doing, that can help you to diffuse a lot of what they have done to hurt you and help you on the road to healing. All right? Because that's what's really important, getting on the road to healing. It's nice to understand all of this, and it's very important that we do. But one of the reasons for understanding is so that you can move on, not so you can yell and allocate blame back. Okay? It's never a good idea to return negative energy. All that does is it builds it up like a snowball going down a mountain. It gets bigger, uglier, and more dangerous. That's the last thing you need to do. It's so important to fight that reflex to fight back. Answer with understanding, love, and a smile, and you will diffuse more situations than you realize. It's really, really sad to think of a child or even an adult now who is treated that way. What's even sadder is the effect that this treatment has on you as an adult, especially if you repeat this and do it to your children, because then their children do it to their children. It creates a horrible, horrible cycle where we're all shaped and molded by our experiences, and we can actually change that. We can reshape and remold ourselves by changing our experience. Believe it or not, if you start treating your children differently, that will increase your own self-esteem as well. That will help to undo a lot of the negative that was done to you. How we feel about ourselves directly influences how we live our lives. People who feel that they are likable and lovable, in other words, people with good self-esteem, tend to have better relationships with others, whether that's at work or romantically. They are more likely to ask for help and support from family, friends, and coworkers when they need it. People who believe that they can accomplish goals and solve problems are actually more likely to do well in school, too. So having self-esteem allows you to accept yourself and live life to the fullest. Because when you have high self-esteem, you're not worried about what other people think because you already have good thoughts about yourself. You don't require someone else to build up your self-esteem. You do that yourself. You know that it's okay to not know everything, and thus it's okay to ask questions. You know it's okay to ask for help because none of us are Superman or Supergirl. None of us are these people. All of us need help sometimes. And you know what? When someone helps you, that actually builds your self-esteem too, because now you have value that someone else wants to help you. You're also giving them value because now they're helping you. It's an endless cycle of beauty and love and energy. Can you hear my voice? I want to cry. Oh, I'm sorry. Again, I'm getting carried away. Okay? Self-esteem plays a role in almost everything that we all do. People with high self-esteem do better in everything. They find it easier to make friends. They have better results with kids, with adults, with anybody, with authority figures. They feel happier. They deal with their mistakes easier. Disappointments happen. They learn from them. Failures happen. They learn from them. They're more likely to stick with something until they succeed because they know that the downfalls, the mistakes, the problems are just there to teach you lessons so you're better prepared. It takes some work, but it's a skill that you'll have for your entire life. Okay? So it's really important to stick with this. And if you can't sit for the whole time and listen to these talks and ask questions, that's okay. But download the podcast and listen to them in small bites if that's what it takes. Okay? And give yourself the opportunity to be everything that you can possibly be. Now, I just want to take a short break right now and let people know that we are going to be having a question and answer period later on in this call. So if you're on the web and you do have a question, you can write it down in that box that's on your webpage where you're listening from, and you can feel free to type that question in and submit it now. If you're on the phone and you have a question, please take a note or two, write it down, and when I open up the floor to questions and answers, I will ask you to hit star and the 2 key. That will put your hand up. I will see it, and I will acknowledge your call, and you can make your comment. If you have comments that are helpful, that's nice to share too. Or if you have a question, you can ask your question, okay? If it's important and you can't wait, you can always do the star 2 right away. If you have a question on the web and it's urgent and you can't wait for whatever reason, please make the first line or two of your question a bunch of asterisks, okay, like stars from your keyboard. And I will recognize that as an urgent request, and I will deal with it immediately, okay? So we're going to go back to this now. Now, some people think that self-esteem is only confidence. Now, confidence, of course, is a large part of self-esteem, but it really is more than that. There are a number of very confident people who can do marvelous things, but who also have poor self-esteem. They need to perform for people, and people need to applaud and cheer them. Otherwise, they don't feel good about themselves. This is an example of someone who is confident but has poor self-esteem. The way you see wrestlers, if you've ever watched wrestling on TV or live, how they pump themselves up and they get the crowd cheering about them, this is all about ego. Okay? Confidence is important, but when confidence becomes controlled by ego, it becomes a dangerous thing. So one of the purposes of this course, again, is to teach you the balance, is to teach you how to be balanced. So you can be confident, and you can be proud as a peacock, but at the same time, in a healthy way, not in a way that's likely to put others down or hurt them. If your self-esteem or confidence is required, okay, if it's required for this to happen in you, to have other people feel lower, that's not healthy. That's not good. Believe it or not, it's not good for you either. So let's remember that if you need to feel good about yourself by making others feel bad, then you need to work on things. And you need to understand that that isn't actually making you feel good at all. Okay? It's a very insecure gesture. Many actors, comedians, and singers seem to glow on stage, and yet off stage they're incredibly insecure. You may notice in the news all you ever hear about is how all these people, not all of them, but many of them, have issues with drug and alcohol. Many of them see psychiatrists and psychologists and are horribly depressed. It's a tough life. And if you don't have a high sense of self-esteem to begin with, it's probably not something that you should be doing. When I was a younger kid, I guess 19, 20 years old, I tried my hand at a little bit of modeling and acting. And as you can see, I was very, very successful at it because you see me on TV everywhere. Okay, I wasn't. I sucked at it, as a matter of fact. But my father told me quite a nice line. He said, you know, if you go on an audition for a modeling gig or an acting gig and they turn you down, they're not actually telling you that you're subhuman. They're not telling you that you're a failure. They're just telling you that you're not what they're looking for. And that's okay. So that's how you should go through life. If something happens where you're rejected, it's not what the person was looking for. It's not rejection. Rejection is a terrible word. But if it happens to you, they're literally doing you a favor because they see that you're not right for the part, you're not right for this relationship. They're doing you a favor. They're saving you pain. It's time to be grateful for these people, not upset at them. You shouldn't feel insecure when someone of the opposite sex turns you down. You should be happy that they saw that this was not a good situation for the two of you and that they pointed it out before it could get very bad. You should be grateful to them, not upset with them, okay? So the word esteem actually comes from a Latin word, which means to estimate. So self-esteem is literally how you estimate yourself. You need to ask yourself these questions, and I'm going to ask you these questions, and then I'm going to wait about 5 seconds after each question because I want you to actually think about these things. Please don't take notes. You're going to be able to download this if you want later, and you can take notes later, but no notes. I just want you to reflect upon yourself after I ask you these questions, okay? So the first question, do I like myself? So in your mind's eye, in your imagination, or even out loud right now, say, do I like myself? And then consider it for a few seconds. Do this now. Good. Now, I want you to repeat this question, either in your mind or out loud. Do I think I'm a good human being? Okay. Next question. Am I someone deserving of love? Next question. Do I deserve happiness? And the last question for now, do I really feel in my mind and in my gut that I'm okay as a person? Okay, now that you've had a few seconds to consider how you think about yourself, and remember, your anonymity is completely protected on this call, so it's really important that you're honest with yourselves here. Okay, people with low self-esteem find it very hard to answer yes to these questions. If you're one of them, if you're listening to this call, then don't worry about that. That's just a sign that this webinar can help you to change all of that, all right? Now, the concept of self-esteem can be summed up as confidence in our ability to think and in our ability to cope with the general challenges of life and the confidence in our right to be successful and happy, our feelings of being worthy, deserving, and we want to feel entitled so that we can assert our needs and wants and actually achieve what we want in our life and get results that are positive and beneficial from our efforts. So we want to know that when we do something, it's going to work out well for us. It's also common to think that self-esteem is generally basically how we feel about ourselves at any particular moment. We tend to believe that, you know, we can have positive or negative self-esteem here and there from moment to moment. And it changes overall every moment that we live, depending on how we feel about ourselves. It's important to remember and to understand, again, and this goes to our understanding, that our feelings or emotions don't actually exist alone or in a vacuum. Okay? They are not the controllers of our life. We don't just simply feel. For every feeling or emotion that we have, whether it's positive or negative, there's a corresponding thought that we have about ourselves that generates this experience. So how we're thinking directly influences the emotions that we have. So if we learn and understand that our emotions aren't just these things with a life of their own, but they're actually created from within us, then we have a much better understanding that we can actually learn how to make them what we want of them instead of what they want of us. It's important to remember that 90% of your decision-making process has been shown in many studies to actually be responsible for most of your thinking and most of your life and your decisions. So it's important to use this course and to use the TMM recordings to help to reprogram your mind away from these negative thoughts and feelings so that we can start to program ourselves in a positive way. Now, when we're speaking specifically of self-esteem, whether it's positive or negative, it's basically how our psyche experiences the thoughts that we're having about ourselves. That is the root source of how you physically create your self-esteem. Now, yes, experiences generate or help to influence the generation of these thoughts, but in a very basic sense, I want you to understand that your sense of self-esteem is basically how your psyche experiences the thoughts that you have about yourself. So if you can change the thought about yourself, you will change your self-esteem. That is not as hard as it seems. The TMM recordings are specifically designed to help you to change the way you think without any effort, without any conscious fighting or battling, or even unconscious fighting or battling, that this makes sense, this doesn't make sense. You simply listen with intention, and it works. You use the protocol for directed manifestation if you're having issues. Use the course solution report if you're having issues with these things, and the exercises contained therein will help you to change how you're thinking. When you change how you're thinking, you change how you experience your life. When you change how you experience your life, you change your life. If a person has positive thoughts about himself, he will experience positive or good self-esteem. On the other hand, if an individual has negative thoughts, then he or she will experience poor or negative self-esteem. So to truly understand what self-esteem is all about, and more important, through understanding to be able to change it when necessary for your wellness and your healing and your sense of self-esteem and your joy, your ability to express joy in life, you must first get that self-esteem is really about your thinking. More than anything else, the experiences you had when you were younger influenced your thinking, and that's what created your self-esteem. So we change your thinking now. We change how the thoughts are developed and created now. We'll change how you develop who you are now by who you believe you are to be now. Anything that happened to you in your past is in the past. Now is when you are existing. Now, by changing your thoughts, will create a crucial determinization and help you to create a new structure from which you can build a very healthy self-esteem. And believe it or not, your negative self-esteem from before can actually be used as positive reinforcement now, because you know what not to think. You know what causes you anguish, and you know what causes you poor self-worth. You may actually have a bigger advantage over people who haven't had your experience to develop the ultimate in healthy self-esteem, because you really need to understand both sides of the fence to get the most healthy form of self-esteem. So those of you who have suffered the most, in a sense, you can actually feel confident and happy and even grateful, because that has given you all of the tools that you need to be able to create a sense of perfect self-esteem within you, something that people who haven't had struggles will never have, because they will haven't known the other side of the fence. They haven't known the dark side. You know the dark side. Now it's time to know the light and to use that dark to create light. Energy is energy. You can use it to ram a car into a wall. You can use it to drive you from here to a hospital or from here to your friend's place or from here to your parents' place or to your kid's place. It's up to you the direction you want to use that energy. Okay? We are going to start taking responsibility for how we use our own energy. And we're going to stop blaming people, and we're going to stop blaming others, because others may have contributed, but it's how we thought about what they said that actually created our situation. So now, with understanding where their imperfections came from, now we can take a lot of power away from what they told us and what they made us believe. Once this power is gone, our own thinking takes over. We understand. We move forward. That's what this is all about, okay? It doesn't matter what's happened to you in the past. It's taught you lessons. You learn from it. You move on, okay? We tend to think that the cause and effect of our self-esteem is extremely and only due to circumstance, other people, places, and things. I'm saying that again because I want to compact it, to compartmentalize it for you. So everything I've just said is leading up to the fact that your self-esteem is not due to your circumstances. It is not due to your situation or other people or other places and other things. It is due to how you have interpreted it and let it affect you. That's what causes esteem. Self-esteem is internally generated all the time. Now that you're older, now that you're wiser, now that you understand this, you can change your self-esteem around regardless of what influences were there before. And I mean that. I'm sure many of you are getting little chills up your back, whether it's because you don't like my voice or maybe because you understand the truth behind what I'm saying here. I'm not only talking from experience. I'm talking from seeing hundreds, almost thousands of other people who have led themselves down the garden path to destruction, all because they didn't understand. This is all about understanding now, okay? We created our thoughts, and with it our emotions, from the meaning that we gave to these events that took place in our life. Now, when we're younger, our parents are our gods, so we give them more credit than maybe they're worth. Now we're older. Now we know better. Now we should use that knowledge to our advantage. We give meaning to everything in our life, including, and most importantly, ourselves. At a very, very early age, the meaning that we gave to an event tends to be made all about us. Nothing else. The world rotates around us. We're all very egocentric. Events happen, and they'll happen irregardless of us being there or not being there. And it's not that they're not important or they are important, but what is important is the meaning that we give to them. And with understanding, we only give them the meaning that they deserve, and we don't blow them out of proportion and hurt our self-esteem as a result of it, okay? That is what is the most important thing to understand. Your identity is not about your experience. Your identity is about how you interpret your experience. Your interpretation is something that is now 100% in your control. 100%. You have all the power in the universe to change everything about you now, because now you understand. Now you understand that this is not something to feel helpless about. This is something that you have the power, and now you're beginning to even get the knowledge that you need to change all of this around, to take every negative experience you have ever had and actually turn it into something positive. This is an incredibly exciting time in your life. I mean, incredibly exciting time in your life. Take advantage of it, please. Living in a state of low self-esteem can be so damaging to the quality of your life. So many of the issues that you're dealing with right now are strictly the result of you having poor self-esteem, not understanding why you think the way you think. Hopefully, you're starting to get a much better understanding that you are entitled to be happy, you deserve to be happy. In fact, you are born to be happy. It is a birthright. And if other people taught you otherwise, they are wrong. Now, I'm not telling you to stop loving these people if they're your parents or friends or whatever, but you know what? Everybody makes mistakes. You can forgive them for these mistakes. You can understand why they made these mistakes. And you can work now to reinterpret how you interpreted all these other things. And by doing so, reconstruct your past into a healthy and wonderful sense of esteem and confidence. Okay? That is what is so important. Now, at this point, I know I've been talking for quite a while already, but at this point, I'd like to go over the questionnaire, okay? And then I'm going to have another short little discussion, and then I'm going to open up the floor to calls and web comments, all right? So I'd like everybody please to take a moment, and I'll give you about 10 seconds or so. I'm sure you all have them handy anyway, to break out your questionnaire that Song forwarded you in your email that you received when you got the notice and the link for this call. So if you can all get those papers handy now, I would appreciate that. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to go through each question, and I want all of you to have a pencil or a pen handy. And even though you've answered them, I'm going to read these questions to you again. I want you to repeat them to yourself one more time in your head and to see if the answer that you wrote is still the answer you want to use. Now, I did leave a little bit of an instruction, okay? You need to answer true or false. So you can write a T or an F for each question. Very, very important is the second line of the questionnaire where it says, if you cannot answer 100% true, then you must answer false, okay? It's just like court. If there's a shadow of a doubt, you have to go the other way, all right? So let's start with the first question, the first comment, actually. Other people are not better off or more fortunate than me. I'd like you to take a second, consider your response, and then we're going to move on. Okay, number two, I accept myself as I am and am happy with myself. Move on to the next one. I enjoy socializing. Moving on to number four. I deserve love and respect. Number five. I feel valued and needed. Number six, I don't need others to tell me that I have done a good job. Number seven, being myself is important. Number eight, I make friends easily. Number nine, I can accept criticism without feeling put down. Number 10, I admit my mistakes openly. Number 11, I never hide my true feelings. Number 12, I always speak up for myself and put my views across. Number 13, I am happy, carefree person. I am a happy, carefree person. See, I made a mistake, and I'll admit it right there. Number 14, I don't worry what others think of my views. 15, I don't need others' approval to feel good. And the last question, I don't feel guilty about doing or saying what I want. Okay, now, what I'd like you all to do with your pen and pencil, now that you've gone over and you have your final answers, is I would like you to score yourself now. So, this is how we go. I want you to take two at the bottom of the test, I want you to write T, put a line under it, and F, put a line under it. So, true and false. What I want you to do is count up how many true answers you gave. Okay? Each true answer equals 1 point. So if you've got 16 true answers, your total would be 16. If you had 4 true answers and the rest were false, you had 8. So I'm going to give you, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 seconds to go over your questionnaire and to record how many true responses you have. It's not important to record the falses. Just how many trues you have. Okay, we'll give you another 5 seconds to add that all up. Okay, now, the purpose of this questionnaire, again, is to give you a baseline. Today is your baseline. This is where you score today. The last day of our webinar, we're going to go over this again. And I fully expect all of you to have higher scores. And it will show you because you'll be practicing these things. And when you practice them, you will change your life. You see, when you practice the exercises and the thoughts that we've discussed today, you will actually find that that will build your self-esteem all by itself, because you value yourself enough to make changes. That's the reason why you're on this call. That's the reason why you're downloading the podcast of this call, because you want things different, okay? So here's the score. If you have 0 to 7 yeses or trues, then your self-esteem or your sense of self-esteem is dramatically low. But you already know that. If you're between 8 and 11 trues, then low self-esteem is definitely holding you back. If you scored 12 to 14 points, then you're not bad, but there is room for improvement. And if you got 15 to 16 points, why are you on this call? You should be helping me to help others, okay? So any of you who got 15 to 16 points, I fully expect when we open this up to questions that you call in or you write something on the web for people to help them share your experience, okay? So there you go. Now, I want you to take this, I want you to circle the value, and I want you to record the level. Either you have high level of self-esteem, that's 15 or 16, 12 to 14, not bad, but you have room to make yourself even better. 8 to 11, you have low self-esteem, which is holding you back in your life. The low 8, your esteem is drastically or dramatically low. I want you to record that and then put that sheet away, okay? We're going to come back to that after the last class to compare notes. Now, to finish up the lecture portion of this conversation, I would like to just go over some of the indicators that a person has low self-esteem, okay? People who have low self-esteem, and this, again, is going towards understanding. It's very important that we understand what we're getting at here, okay? So, people with low self-esteem consider themselves lost, unworthy of being cared for. People with low self-esteem are poor risk-takers. Everything they do is based on a fear of rejection. Typically, they're meek. They don't assert themselves in their behavior with themselves or with others. They tend to be fearful of getting into any kind of a conflict with other people, are incredibly hungry for the approval of other people. People with low self-esteem tend to have a tough time solving problems. They tend to have irrational beliefs and tend to think irrationally. People with low self-esteem tend to be very fearful. They can have a tendency to become emotionally stuck and immobilized, kind of like a deer in the headlights. They just don't know what to do. People with low self-esteem have a poor track record in school or on the job. Other people tend to get promoted ahead of them. Other people get better grades. Conversely, they can sometimes overcompensate and become overachievers because they need to have other people telling them how great they are. People with low self-esteem tend to be unable to affirm or reinforce themselves positively. They're often experiencing difficulty in being honest and assessing their own strengths. Good points. They find it difficult to accept compliments or recognition from others. People with low self-esteem tend to have poorly defined identities of self, and they tend to be more concerned with fitting in than standing out. They tend to be insecure, anxious, and nervous, especially when they're around other people. They can become very angry about who they are and where they are in life. And they can often have chronic hostility and depression. People with low self-esteem can be easily overcome with despair and depression. Anytime they experience a setback or a loss in their lives, they can't see the bright side of anything that's happening to them. They have a tendency to overreact and become de-energized with resentment, anger, and revenge desires. It's always about other people doing this to me. We should now understand, more than anything else by the end of this class, that it's not about what other people do to us. It's how we interpret what they do and our beliefs associated with that. Don't give power to others, okay? Give it to yourself. These people tend to fulfill roles in their families, okay, that are counterproductive and not very adaptive. And these roles tend to carry over into their adult life and are often expressed in frustration and failure. People who have low self-esteem can be vulnerable to mental health problems and addictive behaviors, and look for medicines and outside sources to help their hurt and pain. Addictive behavior that's associated with this can include alcohol abuse, drug abuse, food, gambling, sex, shopping, smoking, working too much, looking for ways to excite themselves, lying, always looking for a guru to lead them out of the darkness. The guru that's going to lead you out of your darkness is you. Stop looking outside of you. The only person who will do this, and I'm not going to say can, The only person who will do this is you. One of the reasons why you may have experienced such failure is because you're not looking in the right place. I'm telling you, you are your best friend here, and you are the one who will make all the difference in your life. It won't be me. It won't be TMM. It won't be another product. These things might be keys to help you access what you need, but that's all they are. The guru is you. Everybody's guru is themselves. Now, I'm wondering if any of you out there have recognized some of these statements I made in yourselves. Don't feel alone. Low self-esteem is actually one of the most widespread problems in today's society. Now, if you are suffering from these things, don't be disheartened, because this course and changing how you're believing and thinking about yourself and using the TMM recordings and using them properly and being kind and generous to people and helping people and all these other exercises and things we're going to suggest throughout the course will all help you to completely turn that frown upside down, so to speak. Okay? Low self-esteem can create anxiety and stress and loneliness. It causes problems with your friendships and relationships. It impairs your job and your school performance. It leads to you underachieving or overachieving, drug and alcohol abuse. The negative consequences themselves from all of these things simply act to reinforce the negative self-image. So it goes over and it goes over and it goes over, and you keep proving to yourself how right you were in the first place. The only thing you have high self-esteem about is how crappy your life is. And your life isn't crappy. Your life is wonderful. Your life is everything it should be. And you will understand this before you are done this course, because you will start looking for what is good instead of for what is bad. Okay. And we're going to go through just a little bit of characterizations of three different types of people with low self-esteem. And I don't mean to be hammering this down, okay, but it's really, really important, and this will be the last time I do something like this, but it's really, really important that you all understand the different faces that you can show so that you're honest with yourselves, because one of the most important aspects to healing from these problems is being honest and admitting when we have these problems, okay? So there's three different ways of acting, okay, that will, you know, help you to cover up what is actually going on in your life and with who you are, okay? So I call the first person the impersonator, okay? And I'm sure you can tell who that is by the name. But this is someone who acts happy and successful, but in reality is actually terrified of failure. The impersonator lives with constant fear that one day someone's going to discover them for what they truly are. And they work like crazy to have continuous successes to maintain this positive mask that they wear, that they have high self-esteem. They have issues with perfectionism, with putting things off all the time, competition, and burning out. Okay, the next person I call the one without cause. And that's based on a James Dean film, okay, called Rebel Without a Cause. And this person acts like the opinions or goodwill of others, especially people who are important or powerful, don't matter. They poo-poo them. They talk them down. This person lives with constant anger about not feeling good enough themselves. They always need to prove that others' judgments and criticisms don't hurt them. They often will blame others, break rules or laws, and fight against authority. Then you have the lost one. And this is the last of my three categories. Okay, and the lost one acts helpless and unable to cope with the world around them. And they wait fervently for someone to to come to their rescue. I also call this the Lois Lane complex, because she's always waiting for Superman to pull her out of the, you know, the next fire that she got herself into. And, you know, that's just not the way to be. That's not how life should be. This person, the lost one, uses self-pity or indifference as a shield against fear and doesn't take responsibility for changing his or her life. They're always looking at others for guidance. Always. And this can lead to all kinds of issues. Lacking assertiveness skills, underachieving, reliance on others in relationships. It's just not a healthy way to be. None of these are healthy ways to be. So I don't want to leave the lecture on a bad point. So what we're going to do instead is we're going to now look at what does a person with healthy self-esteem look like? Okay? Because this is what all of you are going to be experiencing soon, if not beginning to already. People with high self-esteem hold themselves as worthy of love, to be loved by others, and to love others, to be cared for by others. They're worthy to be nurtured and to nurture others. They love being touched and supported and touching and supporting other people's lives. They like listening to and being listened to by others. They want to be recognized by others for who they are. Not better than anyone else, but for themselves. They want to be recognized as good people, and they want to recognize those around them as good people too. They tend to have a productive personality. They have achieved success or are working to achieve success in school, work, society. And keep in mind, success starts with picking up a piece of paper from the ground and putting it in the garbage, holding the door open for someone. That is the beginning of success. Okay? These people are capable of being creative. They're imaginative problem solvers. They are risk takers. They're optimistic in everything they do. And if they fail, they learn from it and they move on. They tend to be leaders. They're skillful in dealing with people because they respect people. They're not fearful of them. They're not too independent, and they're also not too dependent on others. They have the ability to size up a relationship and adjust their needs and demands to that particular situation. They have a healthy sense of self-worth. Their perception of themselves is in synchrony with the picture of themselves that they project to other people. They are able to state clearly who they are, what their potential is, and what they're committed to in life. They can declare what they deserve to receive in their lifetime. You're all going to get there. You all deserve to be happy and content. You all are going to be healthy and content. They're able to accept the responsibility and consequences for their actions. They don't resort to shifting blame to others or using others as scapegoats for actions that have resulted in negative outcomes. You know, there was a time when my hard drive died after I put in all the work in creating this course, and my hard drive died. I would have ripped what hair I have left out, and I would have grump and growl and, oh, you know what, this just sucks. And, instead, I smiled and I said, well, I guess I could do a better job. It's all how we look. You know, bad things happen. It's all how we look at them and how we interpret them. Okay, people with ultimate self-esteem tend to be altruistic as well. They are legitimately concerned for the welfare of others. Okay? Not just your kids, but other people in general, society, the world. They tend not to be self-centered or egotistical in their outlook on life. They don't take on responsibility of others in an over-responsible way. In other words, they don't try to be somebody's hero. They may end up being somebody's hero, but that's not what they're trying for. They help others to accept the responsibility for their own actions. You and I are all responsible for everything that happens to us. We need to understand that. That is the first major step in changing our life circumstances. However, even though we're not responsible, doesn't mean that we can't help. And if you see people who you can legitimately help and guide, then it's your responsibility to do that. Not only will that help the other person, but it will help you as well. These people have healthy coping skills. They're able to handle the stresses in their lives in a very productive way. They're able to put the problems, concerns, issues, and conflicts that come their way into perspective. Okay, I've said this about 7 times during the conversation already, that you're able to keep your life in perspective without becoming too high or too low. You're a survivor in the healthiest sense of the word. You have a good sense of humor because you can laugh things off. You make sure that you work to live and you don't live to work. It's important to have that balance. You look forward to tomorrow with excitement, a sense of adventure and optimism. You are going to recognize your potential for success, and you're going to be able to visualize and imagine your success. You have dreams, aspirations, and hopes in your future. You are now goal-oriented. You have a sense of balance in working toward your goals. You know from where you come. You know that you are here now, and you know where you are going to be tomorrow. Does this sound like someone you want to be? Well, not only can it be, but you're already on the road there. And this course is just one of those steps to help give you the tools and the knowledge you need to get there. All right, I need a drink of water. I'd like to open up the floor now. Each of our lessons will always end with a question and answer period. So if anyone has any questions now, please write them down and add them to the webinar list. Okay, if you're on the web and you have questions, if there's things I haven't dealt with, if there are abilities or experiences you have that you care to share with people on this call to help them with your experience to start that helping other people action going, if you'd like to take that first step, I encourage you to do so. For those of you on the telephone, you need to press the star key and the 2 key. That will raise your hand. Let me know you're there. And I would love to hear from you. It would be nice to hear another voice. I'm sure everybody out there would love to hear another voice after, what is it, an hour and a half of me yakking away. So I will give you all a second or two to either dial star 2 and get your hand up or to go ahead and let me know on the web that you have something to say, and it will be my pleasure to accept your knowledge and your information. All right, it appears all of you on the phone are thinking about what you want to share with us all. Ah, wonderful. We have Albert O'Connell from West Hampton, New York. Albert, you have the floor. Welcome to the call.
Good evening, Lori, and all listeners. How is everyone this evening? And I hope everyone's doing well. And I just wanted to share something. I was at a fundraiser about a year ago for the spinal cord research, the Miami Project, and met a lot of celebrities and sports figures. And one of the people that I met and had the opportunity to talk with was Andre Agassi, okay? And I was really impressed with him. And just recently, you know, his... I guess, insights, revelation, and, you know, what he has been going through or what he had been going through. But when I met him, he was just a, I guess he had worked through a lot of those issues, and just generally you just see the aura, the energy that was very, very positive. And I was just in shock the past week with the book that had just come out, with everything he'd gone through and the appearance, and even the hair was even a wig, and everything was just absolutely amazing, you know. Married to Brooke Shields, and he said he was just miserable the whole time, and grew up with his father, you know, shooting 2,500 golf balls, tennis balls at him every day. You know, it was just, I was just curious as to what your thoughts or comments were on that.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Albert. Quite frankly, I'm impressed. I think it's amazing when you have a celebrity who people look up to who admits to having difficulties and by virtue of that also has no problem with showing that they can be overcome. It should give everybody on this call a great deal of confidence that their issues can be dealt with too. Because let's remember, they're not under a microscope like Andre. They're not under the scrutiny that he is. They don't have to perform in the public eye like he does. And if someone with all that pressure can persevere, then it bodes well for all of us, that we can all persevere and we can use his example as proof that life is not necessarily the cards we're dealt with. And we can be happy and we can turn the negative into positive. And we can actually be happy in the end. And that's what we all, I think, really want out of life. We just want to be happy. How do you feel about it, Albert? What do you think?
Well, you know, Moore, we had an excellent conversation last month, and I listened to it several times, the last podcast, whatever, and I just get more and more out of it each time I listen to it. And I was mentioning, and it was off the recording, and you were saying that it was too bad it wasn't on the recording, but approximately 20 years ago, I was diagnosed with a spinal cord tumor and left me quadriplegic. And I had been suffering. I was very athletic, catamaran sailing, I played guitar, just very active, physically fit, wrestled in high school and college, did martial arts, distance running, everything. And then from going from that to, waking up in a hospital bed, quadriplegic, I had to make a very important decision, what I was going to, do with everything. And I really, just dissected myself just to the core, kind of like what the Grateful Dead would do with music, taking things down to the essential note, and just seeing that whatever spark that was down there, that was the essence, and then just building and up from that, and essentially, I put myself through. Graduate school. I earned my master's degree in social work. I worked at a drug alcohol inpatient facility for 10 years. I'm now managing my own private practice, and I've done a lot of this work. And just as a testimonial, the outline that you have set forth, it is right on the money. Interesting thing that I've found is in, dealing with, working a lot with people, that is the most deadly combination is when there is that inflated ego and virtually an extremely low self-esteem. And it's quite scary when you think about it, and I've heard it put that, that ego, that inflated ego is the only thing that's holding a shattered self-esteem together, Wow. So when we start working in that area, it's, kind of layer by layer, and, treading very, carefully, because it's amazing how vulnerable people are. And I've had sessions that have gone on 4, 5, 6 hours with hypnosis. I'm a hypnotist as well, and very well prepared to put back together whatever, happens in a situation. And, it's not the type of thing where you can just, do one thing and say, okay, well, thank you, our time is up, and I'll see you next week,
Right, right. Well, I have to say that I'm touched by what you've had to say, and I'm thrilled that you were open enough to express all of this. You know, there are a number of people listening right now, but there will be a great many more people downloading this as a podcast for years to come, actually. And we plan on giving it away as a bonus material for future purchasers of TMM products. And hearing your words and your experience are really quite inspiring. And I think there's a lot of people on the line now who kind of felt that their lives are lousy. And, you know, if I've ever heard someone who's taken lemons and made lemonade, that's you.
Thank you.
So thank you very much. And if you want to join in on the call again in a little while, you have something else to say, please feel free.
Thank you, Maury.
Thank you, Albert. We'll talk soon. Okay. I would like to thank Albert for that. That's very kind of you, Albert. We appreciate your sharing. We have a Suzanne from, Suzanne, I guess, has given up. Suzanne, if you'd still care to talk, I'm more than willing to let you in there. As a matter of fact, maybe there was just an issue. I will unmute you. Hi, Suzanne.
Can you hear me?
Now available. Yeah, you're here now.
Oh, okay. Good. Yep, you're right. I'm Suzanne. I took the test, and I guess I'm a pretty literal person because I came out with two truths, and the descriptions that you gave of the three different people really don't seem to fit for me, and I'm just wondering if, you know, you've experienced that type of thing. I don't know.
Everybody is different. Don't worry that you couldn't be categorized. The course is designed for anybody. I have like three basic categorizations, but when you think about it, you know, there's always exceptions that prove the rule. So just because you don't fit into one of those categories, don't think that the course isn't going to help you.
You'll
find that all these, that whatever is your categorization, if you can be categorized, you might be so unique that you just can't be categorized. And you know what? That's okay. But I think you'll find that by doing the exercises, by even doing, I think I gave about a half dozen suggestions in this week's course, that that you will find already things will start changing in your attitude towards yourself and towards others in your life and your ability. You know, you're a classic case. I'm going to love talking to you on the 6 month when you tell me what your new score is.
Right.
you know? So that's something to look forward to. Now, just because you might have a low score, that's no reason to get down on yourself. All that's doing is it's identifying where you are, and now you're identified where you want to be. That's all.
That's right. Okay.
It's not a negative thing to have a zero score, for that matter. That doesn't mean you're terrible or you're beyond hope. Just like having a score of 14 doesn't mean you're God's gift to the world. You know? It's just an area where you're starting from. I like to tell people, you know, sometimes they'll go, Maury, when I'm using your product, how long until I'll notice this or how long until I'll notice that? And I tell them quite straightforward, look, it's not a race, but if you want to look at it like a race, this is how it goes. You have a track. Every single person in the race is starting at a different spot, and the race ends for them at a different spot too.
Right.
So I can't tell you when you're going to start feeling things. I can't tell you when you're going to have that major breakthrough. I can tell you if you go in with intention and you go in with what you're supposed to go in with, that you will come out of it a much wholer person. And your experience is your experience. Self-help falls on its rear end because it tries to tell you that I know what your problem is and I know what you need to do to fix it. Well, I've got news for you. I don't know what your issue is, and I don't know how you're going to fix it. But I do know that on some level, you know what your issue is, and you know how to fix it. And the TMM recordings and this lecture series I'm giving are designed so you can do it yourself. You know, nobody at the end of this course or after using my recordings should be thinking, oh, thank God for Maury, what a wonderful guy, I feel so much better. It has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with you. You're using it. You know, when was the last time you built a house and gave all the credit to the hammer?
Right.
Like, I mean, come on, people. Let's get real here. My ego doesn't need to have you stroking, okay? I want you to realize that this is you. And this isn't me being modest either. Okay?
Right.
This is about me being honest. The whole intention behind developing this technology was that you should be able to help yourself. Because I don't want you dependent on me. I don't want people dependent on me. What happens if one day I die? And does that mean everybody who's been helped should suddenly regress back into their horrible, hateful states? That's insane. You should know that this has always been in you, and the product helps you to access it. It's a tool. That's all it is. You have all the answers in you. As I mentioned before, you are your own guru. Nobody else is a guru, only you. And you're only a guru for yourself, not for anybody else.
Yeah, well, I do believe that, and I feel like, you know, that I'm on the right road to, you know, being more whole as who I really am. So.
Well, you are. And the fact that you're on a call like this and that you try self-help products proves that you're on the road. And all of you out there are all on the road. It's just a matter of making that commitment. Look, you've made the commitment to download this podcast. You've made the commitment to be here live for the podcast. Whatever is the commitment you've made a commitment. You've taken a step. An ancient wise person once said, you know, a trip of a million miles begins with but one step. You've taken that step. Now what's important is that you continue to take those steps and that you build a little intensity. And you start realizing that you have all the control in the world. This isn't about you suffering. This isn't about other people being responsible for your bad life. This isn't even a matter of blaming yourself for your life. It's a matter of realizing and understanding that we all have certain concepts and things about us that we have developed under wrong pretenses, believing something is the truth when it isn't the truth. Now, through a better understanding, the goal is to recalibrate all of those belief systems so that we now turn around and say, well, you know what? I actually feel this way because I misinterpreted certain things. How many times have you had an argument with your husband or your wife or your kids, and then afterwards you realize, oh, I misunderstood you? That's all that's going on here. This is not magic. This is not a big deal. It's all about understanding that there's a bunch of misunderstandings. And when we clear up these misunderstandings, your interpretation of your experience and your life will change dramatically. And when that changes, the way you see everything changes. And when you see everything change, how you react to it changes. When you change how you react, you change how you act. When you change how you act, you change how you live. When you change how you live, the expression of that life changes too. And everything becomes more positive and bright and sunny. It sounds complicated, but it's really very simple. Does that help at all for that?
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Feel free to join us again with a star two later on if you like.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay, we're going to take one more caller, and then we're going to go to some of the web questions. So let's say hi to Lori from Matawan, New Jersey. Lori, you're on the air. Please feel free to state your comments or your questions.
First of all, my comment is your voice is like a boy angel. That's all I can say. Your voice is awesome.
You're very sweet. Thank you.
The second thing is I scored pretty low, too, but I've been doing things for the last couple of days where normally I would, like, have panic attacks and my heart would race. Like, mm-hmm. Even on the phone right now, I'm really calm.
Good.
And, is that from the CDs?
Well, how often are you doing them?
Oh, I do every day.
Okay.
Every day.
Are you doing anything else differently in your life?
No, I just found myself even, like, I'm very aware of all my insecurities and stuff, but I found myself saying, like, wow, I'm not nervous. You know, my car broke down today. I'm like, oh, no big deal. I'll call AAA. Like, very different, like, extremely different.
Okay, to answer your question, and this would be a wonderful sales device, but I can't bring myself to take advantage of it. You asked the question, is this due to the CDs?
Yes.
No, it's due to you.
Oh.
Don't give me or the CDs credit, okay? You are using a tool. It's your choice to use the tool. You chose to listen to these CDs every day. You choose to have the expectation that you are going to improve and you're not going to be so nervous and you're going to be more functional. This is all you. Don't thank the hammer. The hammer may help you to put the wood together, but it isn't the hammer that actually did it. It's you. Give yourself the credit.
Okay. And then my other question was, how do you really tell the difference between self-confidence and major ego? I think because when I hang around a certain person and they say things, I get really pissed. and I know that's not so unhealthy.
Yeah.
But this person has many, 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 many friends. But
sure.
some of those friends I've noticed are very insecure as well.
They may be in need of, like, these people's sense of self confidence and self esteem actually might be very low. Remember, I explained one of the people
right.
is actually someone who pretends to be confident, and they cover themselves by always trying to be successful and upbeat, so that they can convince people that they're really something they're not.
Okay,
it's
I thought so.
Possible that's the issue with this person. I practice myself something called BSA. And that's a term I developed, and I hope no one is offended by it. I will let you know what it is. It's called bullshit avoidance. So if I'm around people who kind of tick me off, I just remove myself from being around them.
Okay, yeah, no, I just didn't want it to be that I have such low self-esteem that everything they say, I'm like, oh, you know, and I get so annoyed.
Well, are you around other people with high self-esteem and you don't feel that way?
Yes.
Okay, then it's not you.
You just answered my question.
Okay, well, it's my pleasure.
Okay.
Do you have
anything
else right now?
No.
Okay, you're welcome. If you feel like it later on, please feel free to raise your hand again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to go. If any of you on the phone do have other questions, feel free to start to yourself, and I will see your hand, and I'll get to it in a moment. Right now, I'd like to answer some of the questions or concerns or comments on the web. So we're going to do that now. Let's go to John in Manchester, England. Hi, I live in England, and okay, he basically wants to know if he's able to get the webinar on a recording. I'll repeat that for those of you who don't realize it or maybe came in late and missed part of the webinar. Every single one of these classes will be available as a podcast. Okay, we will make them completely available to anybody who is registered for this call, whether you came to the call or not. It doesn't matter if you show up to any of these calls live or not. We will make the podcast available to all of you all the time. Okay, so that's not a problem at all. The replay will be live, so you'll be able to play it online if you like, or you'll be able to download it. All right? Okay, we have George in Montreal. And I don't pre-screen any of these comments, so if they're comments or anything, I may stop in the middle if I think they're not worthy of on-air. But I don't pre-screen them, so I'm just going to read them live. George in Montreal. Hi, Maury. After dealing with both mediocre self-esteem and mediocre energy for years, I've come to suspect that they are all related. It's as if my survival mechanism is so powerful that it drains energy from me through fears and doubts and gives me the excuse to not try new things or talk to new people because I'm too tired to bother. I suspect that this mediocre energy forms a vicious circle with mediocre self-esteem and keeps me stuck and unhappy. Just so you know, I am practically practicing every health tip I come across, but it doesn't seem to be enough, and that gets pretty discouraging. Can you recommend anything from your experience? Thanks. Yeah, George, I think you need to push yourself to do the recordings. If you do not have, depending on what system you have, you may even want to email me with the different recordings you have, and I'm happy to give you a special protocol along with that can help you along. But you have to stick with things, okay? And even if they don't seem like they're helping after a few weeks, you're going to have to stick with them longer, okay? You're beating back a demon here. And this demon thinks you're going to give up. Well, right now, you're not going to give up anymore, okay? And you're going to beat this sucker. I guarantee it, all right? What you need to do is stick with it. The ideas and the exercises that I have already explained in the first class, and I will continue to explain throughout this course, are all things that if you practice them on a regular basis, I believe that you will not be able to help but be different as a result. So it is really, really important. And it's good that I read your comment, George, and thank you for sharing it, because I bet you there's a lot of people who will be listening to this on a podcast or live right now who feel exactly the same way that you do. And by sharing your experience, you should be very happy with yourself, because you have now connected with a whole bunch of people. And by answering your question, I'm hopefully answering theirs too, and allowing them to know that even though it feels hopeless to you, it isn't. It's not even close. If you stick with this seminar, if you follow and practice what I'm going to teach you in this course, you will not be able to help but be helped. And once you start noticing even a subtle improvement, that will fuel you to continue to improve and to be even better. And then you're going to be coming on at the end of the course or down the road, and you're going to be telling people, you know what, don't even buy Maury stuff, just download his free webinar. And there you go. What I'm in this for is to help people. The recordings are tools to help you to help yourself. This webinar is added information that you can use with the tools to help even more empower yourself. This is all about you empowering yourself, okay? This has nothing to do with ego. It has nothing to do with anything except if you're a little bit happier, then I'm going to be a little bit happier. I believe, and I've said this before, I believe that each and every one of us is nothing more than a single cell in a larger being, okay? I call it the body of mankind. So if we could go far enough back, we would actually see that you're nothing more than a cell in that body. I'm nothing more than a cell in the same body. Much in the same way I mentioned in that story, that if you walk into a room where people are sad, you get sad. And if you walk into a room where people are happy, you get happy. I believe that if you can be a little bit happier tomorrow, even if we never talk, if we never meet, that will make me a little bit happier tomorrow too. So we all need to go through our lives understanding that part of being happy and content with ourselves involves helping others to become happy and content as well. By doing these gestures, we will help everybody to be a little bit happier, and by virtue of that, we will help ourselves to be a little bit happier too. And just imagine, by sheer numbers, if every day you make someone smile a little, and everybody on this call makes someone smile a little, and then every day that person that they made smile makes someone smile, and it goes on, in a matter of months, we're all making hundreds of thousands of people smile a little more than they did the day before. That is incredible power for us to be happy ourselves and to be happier. And it changes the world, literally. It changes the world. Much like if you go into a pool and nobody's there, and you dip your finger in, you can see the waves rippling across the length and breadth of the pool. That little action has an effect everywhere. If you guys want to look it up, you can look up something called the butterfly effect. Okay? The idea is a butterfly flapping its wings in Japan, can that create a hurricane in Texas? You know, what affects someone here today affects everyone everywhere also today. So please remember that, okay? Okay, we'd like to go to Melbourne, Australia. And Christian, I have been listening to the triliminal and subliminals, including quantum wealth and prosperity, on an irregular basis. Sometimes I miss my listening schedule. Will this have an effect in manifesting my goals? Well, the more regular you are in your listening, the more your body and mind come to expect these things, the more likely they are to be entrained, if you will, into your everyday lifestyle and your existence. However, listening whenever you can and then thinking about these things will also go a great way to helping you to achieve and manifest what you want to manifest. Writing down lists every day, as a matter of fact, anytime you think of it, writing down anything that is positive about what you want to manifest will literally help you to manifest these things faster. The reason it does it is it's taking time away from negative thinking and giving you training and teaching for yourself on how to think positively. The more positive you think, the more positive you will act too. Okay? The less negative you talk, the more positive you will think. Practice it. Tomorrow, when you wake up, really watch yourself. I try not to say anything negative, and you will see that your energy level will be higher. Even in one day, you will see this. Another trick, okay, and I'm so happy that we're recording this so anyone downloading will get that little bit of advice. If you talk negative, you will experience negative. So what I'd like everybody to do is to get some sticky notes and write on it, the less negative talking, the less negative thinking that will occur. And then on the next line, think before you speak and listen to what you say. Now, I'm going to repeat that slowly again so you guys can write this down. The less negative talking, comma, the less negative thinking that will occur, period. Next line. Think before you speak and listen to what you say. My guess is if you stick these notes up everywhere you go and you're constantly reminded about it, one day is all it will take to notice a difference. Just one day. And I'd love to hear people's comments and responses on that at the next course when some of you hopefully take this advice and do that. Okay, I'd like to remind people on the phone. I still have some more web questions, but I'd like to remind people on the phone that a star 2 will put your hand up and let me know that you have a comment or a question. So feel free. Peter, I don't know where Peter is. Maybe in Germany, perhaps. Is wondering if it's okay to listen while you're doing other things, like, I guess, to the recordings. For instance, sitting at a computer, driving by bus especially. Okay, I'm assuming he wants to know if it's okay to listen to the entrainment recordings while he's in a bus, not actually driving the bus. It is not good to drive while you're using any of these recordings, okay? They're too distracting. They can put you into altered states that will take your attention away from the road. Definitely not a good thing to do. As a passenger, sure. The only thing that I would suggest, especially in a bus, is not to close your eyes, because you could go off into an altered state. You will have stronger effects, but you could go off into an altered state, and I don't want you falling over or hurting yourself or having someone mug you because you're asleep next to them on the bus. So you will get results with your eyes open. They won't be as strong, but they'll still be very useful. Also, if you're going to listen to any of the entrainment recordings, please remember that you need to leave about an hour in between. So don't loop them, and definitely don't loop them when you go to sleep at night. Okay? You have a sleep cycle that needs to be natural. If you need to listen to a recording at night, listen to it once. Ideally, good night, sleep well. But you can listen to any of the slower brainwave recordings, the connection, neural synergy, any of Schumann resonance, good night, sleep well. Any of those are really good to go to sleep to. Don't loop any of them. And when I say loop, I mean don't repeat them over and over, okay? Let's see. We have Alina in Toronto. Oh, she just is thanking me. I say you're welcome. It's nice to be appreciated. Thanks, Alina. Don in Glendale. Do you think that the Quantum Confidence CDs with the triliminals listened to each day at least once will raise one's existing level of self-esteem? I'm in the 12 and above zone. Well, good for you, Don. Yes, I do. Quantum Confidence and Self-Esteem was designed specifically to raise confidence and self-esteem levels. It actually puts you into the brain state where people are generally when they are highly confident and have high self-esteem. So what we're doing is we're training your brain to get into the actual frequency range of people who think that way. Then by using the meditation and the triliminals and the subliminals, we add extra positive thinking, in other words, well-groomed seeds, if you will, to grow in the fertilized soil of your mind to help substantialize and create and promote the growth of a healthy sense of self-esteem and self-confidence. So now, just so people understand, quantum confidence isn't exclusively about confidence and self-esteem. Because of the way the entrainment is designed, you will likely notice other benefits as well. Those will be unique to you, when you discover them. And feel free to share those on our forums or questions or even calls like this. Okay. Again, those of you on the phone, and there's quite a few of you, as are on the net, please feel free to issue comments. I will assume the fact that we've had so few callers want to come through and so few questions on the web that I've done my job really, really well, and you guys just don't have questions. So prove me wrong and start asking a bunch of questions, guys, okay? We have Laura in Roseville. Sometimes she likes herself and sometimes she doesn't. My answer wasn't absolute yes because of the way I act at times. How can I resolve this? Okay. Wow, that was enlightening and intense. I actually thought my score was not that bad at 10, but I hear what you're saying, and it definitely applies to me. Okay. Well, I guess Laura's really answered her own question, or maybe I have during the seminar, or perhaps answering some of the other questions. Using the system, practicing the exercises that I'm going to be giving you later on in the course, and even the hints that I've dropped to you today will all serve to change your life, because it will change how you think about your life. It'll change how you look at your life. It will change everything. Okay? Understand that your life, Laura, everybody's life, including mine, are nothing more than the manifestation of how we think. We need to reformulate interpretations and understand that the way we think is based on a younger person who doesn't have the understanding that we have now. When we apply our intellect and our understanding now, especially the understanding that I'm hopefully showing you guys in this seminar, you will be able to reinterpret much of what has created who you are today. Once you reinterpret who you are today, everything changes. None of the rules apply that you think used to apply. Opportunity will come to you. People will suddenly behave nicer around you. Everything will change. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. Everything literally will change. Irene in Ashland. Oh, okay. She's also appreciative. Thank you very much, Irene. I very much appreciate all of your nice wishes and all of your nice comments. And this is about you. It's not about me. Okay. There you go. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. Lori wants that man to know that we are all thinking of him and we get it. She learned to talk with my subconscious and tell them thank you for always protecting me. But now it's okay to learn new ways, of thinking that are more positive. Exactly. Keep in mind that now is different from before. You're living in the now. You always live in the now. It's important to thank your subconscious for being there for you, but it's also important to give your subconscious help along the way and to tell it, hey, you know, you can learn something too. We can all learn something. I'm hoping that throughout these calls, I get more and more input from you, the participants, and the listeners, because I want to learn too. And one thing my dad taught me is I can't learn a lot from talking. You learn a lot more from listening. So I would love if, you all start developing during the course of this webinar, if you all start developing more self-confidence and self-esteem, to the point where you are willing to share your thoughts and ideas with all of us so that we can all benefit from your knowledge. And I guarantee you, I don't care who you are out there, all of us have something to teach. All of us have something to learn, and myself included. And I can learn as much from you as you learn from me. And I just want to make that really, really clear, okay? I value all of you who will be listening to this as a podcast. I value all of you who came live to listen to this as well. I do find it interesting that so few people want to talk or leave comments. I guess I can assume I've done a really good job here. I suspect that I'll get more comments and calls in later episodes, however. That's my guess. Okay, Angie in Leeds in the UK wants to know if there's any way to stretch time. She has felt for years that her thinking is very slow. She reads and she writes slowly. However, perhaps she can change that and begin to function at different speed. Well, you know what? Changing time is changing your perception. Changing your perception is changing how you think. So changing how you think is changed by changing how you act. So follow the procedures. Use the recordings. Participate in the forums. Help people. Follow the little hints that I've suggested you guys follow today. Make a difference in other people's lives. Do nice things for other people. Do nice things for yourself. All of these things will change naturally, okay? Don't push them. Don't try. You know, try is a funny word. Everybody thinks that it's this fantastic, wonderful, noble act, trying. Well, I've got news for you. Let's dissect that word for a second. I will try to get back to you tomorrow, Angie. I am basically giving you a message saying, I will make an effort. I will try. When you make an effort, when you try, you are by nature fighting against something. If you simply do it, it's something you do. If you try, you're giving yourself the opportunity to fail. So we're not going to try anymore, okay? We're just going to do. When we lose that word try from our vocabulary, you will lose it from your conscious thought processes and your unconscious thoughts too. When you lose it from there, you will stop trying to do things and allowing yourself to fail. You will begin to do things and succeed. We need to program ourselves differently. Some of that isn't how we talk. So as I go through and I recognize little truisms like that, I will point them out. So you don't have to worry, Angie. Follow the systems. Know that change is happening. Don't worry about trying because it's happening for you now. Your thinking speed will be fine. Maybe if you look at your situation, you will find that there's actually been a great deal of benefit by thinking at the speed that you've been thinking at. You know, many of us think a little too fast, and we don't actually, you know, think that well. You may be better off than you think you are. I'd like you to pay attention to what you're thinking and to look at the benefits for how you think instead of looking at the negatives. Okay, Angie? And I'd love to hear back from you again at another time, either later today if we're still on the air or in a future class. We have Albert again from West Hampton, New York. He has something he'd like to share with us. And Albert, you're on the air.
I couldn't resist the opportunity to speak again and listen and hear and all the good feedback. And I'm just, you know, just blown away by this podcast or webinar, whatever we're calling it, right? And I just think it's... you know, so important for myself, you know, for my self-esteem, and just, as you say, to be in the now, and although this is like, a 4, 5, 6 week or segment program,
right.
I think it's so important that, you know, people have, you know, self-acceptance and unconditional love for themselves now, wherever they're going, because that's all that really matters. Whatever is going to happen in 2 weeks, a month, really doesn't matter. It's just feeling good about yourself now.
Let me tell you why you're right. Can you hold your thought 1 sec?
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. I'll tell you why you're right about now. In 2 weeks, when it gets here. Right? When is it?
Now.
Very good. There is only now. There's no such thing as the past. There's no such thing as the future. It's only now. So if you work on things now, what you call tomorrow will be a better now then. So you're 100% on the money. Deal with now, and everything else takes care of itself. If we're so worried about the future, we neglect now, and the future, which is now, when it gets here, is bad.
And I know for myself, when I'm leaving the now,
right.
That's where I become anxious and fearful. Because when I'm in the moment, when I'm in the now, there is no fear and there's no anxiety. There's just the present, and that's all there is. You know, and there's acceptance, there's gratitude, there's optimism, there's peace. It's just an incredible thing. And it's really great to be involved in but the process, it's a process, not an event that's going to may or may not occur. That's what I would just like to put out there tonight.
Well, you're very right, and I really hope a lot of people hear what you're saying and what you're talking about, because it really resonates with me. I'm sure it resonates with everybody out there. It's so important to understand the power of now and the power of our thoughts to create our reality. And once we understand that, we get so empowered. It's incredible the power you have and the joy that you can get out of life, because you now understand you have that power. You know, my happiness is not your responsibility. It's not Obama's responsibility. It's not anybody's responsibility but my own. And I have the power to affect it in a positive way. And so do you. And so does every single person who will ever hear this call, and every single person who will never hear this call. You know, it makes such a difference.
I mean, the fact that we are here now, this is what we're doing, and this, as you said in the last seminar, what we do, today will dictate. Our future is just what we did yesterday, in a past now, and in the present now, what we're all doing here collectively. It's just an incredible thing you're putting together here.
Well, that's
Maury,
great,
and
but I'm not doing anything except what I'm told to do. I'm just a big mouth with, thankfully, something to say. Hopefully.
And I understand that, but I'm saying it's a collective effort of everyone writing in and calling in, and yourself and me and the people that are that we will be impacting in the future now tomorrow.
That is correct.
By listening to this and recalibrating and just amazing stuff.
Well, I'm very happy that you're getting out of this what I was hoping people would get out of this. And I just hope other people, it's like I said, this is all about being basically a snowball. I want all of us to get something out of this so that we can turn around and we can share some of this knowledge with someone else who we feel inspired to do that with. And then maybe they share it with someone, and then they share it with someone, and, it just goes on and on and on. It's all about the world being happy. It has nothing to do with, me being happy, having a secret, and the rest of the world, shouldn't have it because I should hoard this or be greedy with. It's all about sharing, and caring and loving and wanting to help and making a difference in people's lives. And that's what this is all about. This is what the song is in this for. This is what I'm in this for. I honestly believe that every single one of our clients is in it for the same reason, too. I don't think anybody who wants to be happier or better wants to be happier or better in a selfish way. I think they want to find something that helps, and then I think they want to sing it from the rooftops. Just to help people along their path in life. I think that's what it's all about. Is there anything else that you'd like to share right now, Albert?
I'm doing a lot less watching of the mainstream media. I just find it totally toxic.
You're right.
It's everything is just a brainwashing of everything is. This is not safe, and this, but it just take these freakish little statistical, almost impossibilities, and just presenting them like we have to live in fear, and once we're in that fear, guess what? Then we're out of the now, and all of that mainstream media, it's all about taking us out of the now. We're putting us in worrying about the future, and if we just take care of ourselves right here, right now, collectively, and pass it on, they lose, we win, and it's not about, I don't think it's about winning or losing, really. It's just about the self, like what you know, my job is basically from the time I wake up in the morning to the time I go to sleep at night, and you know, what can I accomplish, and you know, what's on my plate for that day, you know, and that's what and that's like a manageable portion or what I can handle. But if I have to start thinking about, you know, what am I going to, you know, do, and it's good to have plans. I mean, I'm not saying not to plan, but do you see where I'm going with this, Maury? I'm kind of...
You're 100% right. Living in the now is all there is. However, there will be nows later, too. So it always makes sense to plan. Like, you know, if you have $10,000 in the bank, don't blow it all right now, because there are certain realities about how now operates.
Right.
Now,
I'm not going to max out my Amex card now, right? Exactly.
Now is a very long period of time. When you exist, you only exist. You know, I remember there was an old science fiction TV show. I can't remember the name of it right now. But one of the alien races had this great belief system. And their belief system was something like this. When we are alive, we are alive forever. When we are dead, we are somewhere else forever. So it's a different attitude. It's not death as a final blackness. It's just that where you are is all that's important. So take care of where you are. And when you take care of where you are, you'll always be okay. And you're right, the media is a terrible thing. And I suggest to people, you know what, don't watch regular media. The only thing I ever watch is the odd Seinfeld show. You know, something to make me laugh. If I can watch something to make me laugh or something silly, I'm in. But otherwise, I'm not interested. And, you know, if you watch movies, you see how great special effects are, which to me means you can't trust what you see on the news, because they can just make anything they want. And like you say, it's all about controlling our fear. And I'm not interested in being afraid. If something bad is going to happen, I'll know about it without having to watch it on TV. You know, or listening to it on the radio. So as far as I'm concerned, you're 100% right. We need to pay attention to the now. We need to take care of each other and ourselves. And you know what? The chips will fall in the right place. We don't have to worry about where they're going to fall. If you have good intentions and you take care of yourself and those around you, then I believe that only good can result.
And yeah, I think it was Alfred North Whitehead. He said that every, or observed that every generation was convinced for one reason or another that they were going to be the last generation to inhabit the planet. And when you go back to history, you look, and I mean, things are, of course, could be better, but I mean, there certainly have been worse times in history, much, much worse times in history to be alive.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. We have to be dramatic as human beings, right? So if we don't feel like the world's going to end tomorrow, there's no real drama in our lives.
Right, exactly. And,
Why do you think Hollywood is so popular? I mean, come on, let's face it. It's all about drama. You know? But thank you very much, Albert. Again, I appreciate this. The call's going to go about another 5 or 10 minutes. I'm getting a little... These talks take a lot out of me. I get very emotional and very, very into them. So was there anything else that you wanted to mention right away, Albert, before I let you go?
Just that you put a smile on my face again today, and thank you.
Thank you. You did the same for me. I appreciate it. It's nice when we can do the same for each other. Okay. Just so you guys know, we will be ending the call at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, which is about another 10 minutes, perhaps earlier if I don't get any more questions. For the telephone, it's *2, and we're going to go back to a couple of messages on the web now. We have Sita in Toronto. You said in the instructions that we should not listen to the subliminals with headphones. Is that really a problem? Because for me, particularly, it would be more practical to listen with headphones while I'm walking or doing my groceries, etc. Okay, the reason why I suggest you don't use headphones with subliminals is pretty straightforward. Basically, they're encoded. The actual subliminal messages are encoded at a very, very high frequency. If you use headphones and you listen too loudly, you can perhaps take the chance of damaging your ears or your hearing. I definitely do not want that to happen. So if you're in a circumstance where you absolutely have to use headphones, there's no way around it, or just totally inconvenient otherwise, then this is what you do. Put on the headphones. Well, actually, first, start up the recording and turn the volume all the way down, like to nothing. Okay? Then slowly bring the volume up. As soon as you can barely hear the background noise, that's it. That's as loud as it gets. If you have to have it louder, then I'm very sorry, but you can't use headphones. I don't want you to take a chance on hurting your hearing, okay? They are encoded at a very high frequency, I think at about 16,000 hertz, which is almost at the upper edge of hearing for most people. So it's very, very important that you don't hurt yourself. These systems are about helping you, not hurting you, okay? So I hope that helps, Sita, and I look forward to hearing more from you down the road. We have Angie from Leeds again, I guess making a comment at this point. That's great. That's true. I feel so in tune with what you're saying. That's very nice. Thank you. She is positive that it's great to feel in tune. I hope many of you feel in tune. My purpose here is to help all of us get in tune and understand better. Again, with more understanding, we will have a better experience in our lives. Similar to the connection she has with friends and fellow Buddhists, a way of seeing things is that we all possess the Buddhahood, and when we reveal it, we reveal our wisdom, courage, and compassion. Thank you. Well, thank you, Angie. I feel flattered and honored that you would consider me in that group, and I'm very grateful and thankful to you. I want all of you to know, whether you're listening live or on podcast, that I consider all of you exactly the same way. You're all on a journey that I am on a continual journey for as well, and I appreciate and I'm grateful for each and every one of your energy every single day and with every single breath I take. Tina in the UK, I think, has maybe what might turn out to be the last comment. I listen to the Quantum Confidence recordings every single day, although at different times every day. I have no real listening schedule, just basically whenever I can. Is that okay? Yeah, of course that's okay. Generally speaking, it's better if you can find the same time every day, the same place, to kind of make a habit out of it. But the fact that you're making an honest commitment to listen every day shows that you're doing it the right way. Everybody has to adapt. When I did my monthly conference call a couple of days ago, I pointed out to people that generally speaking, the protocols in the manuals are designed as starters, and they're basically designed to open up your intuition so that 3-4 weeks down the road, you start developing your own listening methodology. And some days you're going to want to listen to certain recordings and other days other recordings. So it's very important to give yourself that freedom that if you start feeling like you want to vary from my protocol, that's a natural process. It's designed into the protocol and the recordings. So don't fight it. Go for it. What you want to think at the time of listening is also something that is designed into the recordings. Sometimes you're going to want to repeat affirmations. Sometimes you're going to want to imagine a beautiful field. Sometimes you're going to want to visualize things. Sometimes you're just going to want to let your mind wander. Let your mind do what it wants to do. It knows what is best under the circumstances. The recordings and the protocols are designed to optimize you by allowing you to optimize yourself. Okay? Keep in mind that my philosophy is that you know what you need. You know how to get to it once you have the keys that allow you to see all of this. So that's what we're all about here. This isn't about me. This isn't about my ego. This isn't about my recordings. This is about a key that you use to access yourself. When you get good results, when you notice differences, as long as you stick to things and you push yourself, you will notice differences, then you pat yourself on the back. Don't pat me on the back or anything else, okay? If you want to pat people on the back, there's a lot of other people you'd be patting on the back. You know, if you listen to the whole brain gratitude meditation, you'll know what I mean. There's so many different people involved in every kind of technology or every kind of thought out there, literally millions. You could spend the rest of your life being grateful for a telephone, being grateful for a wheel, being grateful for a cupcake. So there's plenty to be grateful for. Choose yourself as the number one thing, okay? Let's see. Okay, I'm not going to read what she says after that, enough to say that she appreciates me. Thank you very much. I appreciate you too, Tina. And I appreciate all of you. I guess I'm going to give you guys about 30 more seconds to either do the star two or to write any more questions or comments. And then I'm going to say my closing comments for today. So take your time to look at if you made any notes or if you have any questions. Star 2 on the phone and just leave a comment on the board. I will be back in about 10 or 15 seconds to check, and we'll go from there. Okay, let's check the web, see if there's any more comments. Oh, here we go. Be careful what you ask for. I've just got a mini essay here. Okay. Just checking. Okay, nobody on the calls, but we do have an essay here. Okay, gentleman from Montreal, I believe. Please excuse my mispronunciation if I do not get this right. Guillaume, I believe is how it's pronounced. I hope I'm not insulting you. Okay. First of all, they want to thank me. Thank you very much. Thank all of us. It's all of our energy that has gone in to make this call, hopefully a success for all of us. I wanted to say that I feel it's something that maybe is missing to the education. We may say that we are talking about here tonight, you, Robert, that is the now, and that is all there ever is, and that is where joy, love, happiness can be found. And not in the future, in our mind, to say, when I get that or do this or achieve that, I'll be fine. And that most of us humans live most of our lives in our mind that operates in the past and the future, where fears and negative thoughts come from. Bad self-esteem. Not all of this is true in the now. If one feels it is, he or she is holding thoughts, fears from the past. I'm sorry, but I'd like to talk for hours. Welcome to my club. But I'd like to share here something else that is helping me. First is to analyze our thoughts, as you mentioned. The more one can during the day, and when finding his or herself in the mind, for example, past, future, fears, or anxious, to come back into the body by focusing on the breath and how parts of the body feels at that moment. This will force you to come back into the now and feel great peace, as Robert said, in the infinite now. Thanks a lot, and see you all next session. Love to all. Well, I think that's a wonderful way to end this. Thank you for sharing that. And it's true, and it's wisdom. And if any of you take anything out of this, take some of that, because it's really, really good. You don't have, and you know what, Albert mentioned that as well, that you don't have fear or anxiety in the now. It's only when you're thinking about the past or the present that it exists. So thank you, both of you. Thank you, all of you. And please look for the next email from Song, which will bring us to our second class. And hopefully we can all learn just as much as we did today then. Thank you again. Have a wonderful night. I'm Maury Zalkovich. Good night.